with me rejoice this day, to see from popery all set free, and join with one consent to choose a parliament unto our own heart's content, which shall decide the case and establish all of all, in spite of they who shall say nay, for popery stands in awe. It was God's blessed will the scripture to fulfill, though sore against their will, had not brave Orange come, we had been quite undone. And ere this had our doom, but now we'll hold up our heads, let papists throw away their beads, and all priests with their spite we'll banish quite, and flourish most brave in our trades. Brave Essex in the Tower was murdered in an hour by Jesuits' plots and power. But when the truth is known, and by Parliament open shown, the right dog shall pick the bone for Tyrconnel, that ruffian great, that stands out against church and state. In conclusion of all shall have a downfall, or Tyburn shall pay his fate. Since Irish rebellion first, that Talbot has been accursed, for the Protestants he did roast, and now he stands in defense of brave Orange and Protestants, and gathers all the king's rents, but let them have his sway, for every devil has his day, but when his card's out he shall have the rout, in spite of who shall say nay. For great force in Ireland, as I do understand, he hath raised and will not disband, saying in his own pretense he stands in the king's defense. But the devil knows from whence, for from Plough came all his men, but ne'er shall return again, for we'll pull off their boots and cut them off by the roots. Then let Protestants say amen. For as I do understand, they aimed at church's land, and all Protestants did disband. They were come to be so high flown that they got on the throne, crying out that the day was their own. But now in our prime we'll rejoice, crying out that the day was their own, but now in our prime we'll rejoice, and sing with a changeable voice, for when we go, tut will kill horse and foot, for fear lest the nail should turn lies. Now Protestants' eyes are open, popery has had its scope, so their next turn will be the rope, for Tyburn is waiting still some of their blood to spill, their old roguery to fulfill, for they have run out their race, and now to their soul's disgrace,